November 8th.
I want to see if there's any scratches on here. That's a piece of stuff. I really missed if I had to come out there.
Ron, this is Houston. We'd like to confirm the tunnel index angle. That's a positive, a plus 1.2, is that right?
Stand by.
Well, I don't believe it yet. I want to check it myself.
Well, Gordo, that's what I read, but I figure it's just privilege. I was just checking for any scratches on the drogue. Doesn't look like there are any out there.
Roger. Roger, plus 1.2.
And I take a look up there in docking latch number 4. The bungee is parallel. Fire bungee is parallel, but it's not fully extended. You look down at the end of it, you know, it's not fully extended. And the capture. Latch itself, or the docking lever, is loose on the docking ring. So it looks like, to me, that's when I ought to recock and fire it again.
Okay, we copy that, Ron. Stand by. Ron, can you estimate in inches how far down the bungee piston is?
Yeah, it's down about a half an inch.
Roger.
And when I take the, I move the handle back a ways, and I can take the hook. Well, I did. I took the hook and I pulled it back off the docking ring and then it caught again. So now it won't go back over the docking ring. See, I just lifted the hook off of the docking ring with my finger.
Roger.
this place.
Say, Ryan, I'd like to caution you again, sticking your finger around or under that hook. There may still be some spring energy stored up there that could release.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, I know that. No, I was just touching the top of the hook and I pulled it back off the docking ring. It looks like it's just back in a cocked position now.
Okay, I think we got the picture.
Jack, or do you want to, there, while they're thinking about that, I'll get out of the way, you come on up and open the hatch.
We're having a long conversation here about that latch, Ron. Why don't y'all just press on down the checklist and leave it as it is while we think about it?
Okay, that's what we're doing there, Gordon. Okay, Gordon, you want the... O2 heaters 1 and 2 off and 3 on them. That's what you've got.
Yeah, that's fine.
that's the way it is right now.
Okay, Ron.
Okay, Gordo, I'm on up through the tunnel from America to Challenger.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
One piece of tape coming up shortly.
I can find the tape.
Oh, here it is.
Coming up.
I tell you, Gordo, it's remarkably clean up here at doesn't look like the snowstorm that I remember coming into last time.
That's Gino. We tried to leave it all tidied
up. I guess it's up here. Hey, you did a good job, friend.
Down in here.
The commander's window has a slight amount of condensation in the along the lower left edge. That's the left-hand edge, really. It seems to be disappearing as the sun warms the window.
Roger, Jack.
Okay, Houston, step 4 on 1-3.
Okay. Sounds like the cabin repress is working okay.
Holy smoly.
Man, I'm about to the heartbeat go up on that.
Sorry about you, bad news. Turns out that there's a sun out the AOT.
Roger, Jack.
Okay, I'm looking out the AOT and I see a VHF antenna and part of a rendezvous radar antenna in position 1. Right into the radar antenna, and as I said yesterday, it looks beautiful.
Roger.
Position 3, I see the other side of America. And very, very clean AOT, very clean. Okay, got a good view of the side of the service module. And there you can see these little blisters in the side of the covering there quite distinctly. I think people have talked about those before.
Roger.
Yeah, I'll take that back. That's the side of, you know, that's the side of the command module. I'm looking at that has the little blisters on it. Got to get oriented up here. Got a great view of the hat to position 6. Watch your eyes now, Dean. Look up rather than in. The sun's in the lower portion of the field view.
Okay, step one on 1-4.
Okay, Gordy, the
LMP OPS
is 6100 PSI, 6100.
Roger.
And the CDR's OPS is 5900, that's 5900.
Okay.